Ever wonder what tells the winners apart from the losers? And what does it really mean to be a winner? My name is Fred, and I'm a successful young entrepreneur passionate about sports, business, and mindset. If you are just like me and you want to crack the code to victory, the Winning Ways podcast is made for you.
You want to learn how I've made over seven figures just watching sports in the couch? At least that's what it seems, right? I'm just watching sports, making a pick, and making money. Most people don't even realize that I've been doing this for over 10 years. And in those 10 years, I have failed and I have lost my money multiple times. And through that, I've learned and created a system that is now profitable. But I'm still in the works. I'm still getting better and I still track and aim to get better every single year with my analytics. This is what we like to call sports investing in my world. How I see it, it's investing because I see it long term and I'm not obsessed with a day-to-day place like most people are, right? Most people see this as a bet. They tie their emotions to it. Their favorite team is playing and they bet a bunch of money and they just go through the highs and lows because they don't really treat it like a business. They treat it like a hobby. When you treat something like a hobby, guess what? It pays you like a hobby. When you treat something like a business, it's going to treat you like a business. And that's what I started doing really early on. I'll be honest. I started betting on sports, investing on sports. I refer to it as investing, but for the sake of the show, for the understanding of everybody, betting. I started betting in sports when I was around 14. Started playing poker really early on. I've been obsessed with money. I've been obsessed with numbers. And I've been obsessed with the non-traditional route. I've always been entrepreneurial-minded. I've always liked to play poker and make money different ways, flipping things. Big on that. And sports betting was one of them because I was obsessed with sports. I was obsessed with soccer early on. And then my passion for sports grew and grew, got into basketball, got into football, got into baseball, right? But when I started betting on sports, just like every single one of you, you start betting based on what you know. My favorite team's playing, the Super Bowl's on, the NBA Finals are on. So we're all super into it and we want to put money into it to make it more exciting. And that's what we just do, right? We bet on big days or we bet on our favorite teams. And we wonder why we don't see this long term and we stop and we take this as a hobby. Because when you're just betting when you want to, when big events come upon, you're not going to really win long term. You got to be in the game, in the actual investment game day to day, or at least a couple bets a week to actually see the long term results like I have. Right. So I started off in 2014, probably to 2017. I was losing my money. I started working at Wingstop, Tropical Smoothie, all the money I made. I started testing with different bets. And luckily, I was smart enough to start Googling how to actually do this correctly and how people that have done this professionally do it because I was losing all my money. So I figured there had to be a system or something they were doing differently that I wasn't doing at the time. I found Billy Walters, which if you don't know who he is, highly recommend you Google him or YouTube him. One of the greatest sports bettors to ever exist. He's gotten banned from every casino. He has to get people to go bet for him because he's that good. Almost a billionaire, I'll put it that way. And at the time, Vegas Dave was a big guy. When I started in this industry, this was literally, honestly, more than 10 years ago, probably 12, 13 years ago. Vegas Dave was a big deal. Bought his packages, started seeing what he was trying to do. And I picked certain things from everybody that I started implementing to my own system. For example, In Vegas Dave, he came up with the system plays that for me are now amazing, right? Right now, my system play record is 152-20. Yes, 152-20. It's a two-game system for MLB. But I got that from him, and I've improved it. I've made it better because my record stands out compared to his, right? Not talking about him, but just saying, I got little things from other people. You learn, you model, and you grow. So Vegas Dave, I got that. And then I started trying to figure out what industry correlates with sports betting, which if you think about it, it's stock trading. People that trade on a day-to-day basis, they're putting money on the line every single day. They're betting on a stock to go up or down. And there's a lot of emotions tied to it. You got to have a lot of emotional control to be in these types of industries because it's very easy for you to chase, for you to try to do something different because you're down or you're up. And that's when emotional control and the habit of discipline comes into play. So I started correlating it to stock trading, started reading books up on Paul Tudor, one of the greatest investors and traders in the history of the world. And you start analyzing how these investors that are billionaires act and how they take their day to day, they take their bets, they take their investments, however you want to call them. And I started modeling them. started realizing that less is more in this industry, that you don't have to take 3 to 5 plays a day because NBA and NFL and MLB are all on. It's about taking 1 or 2 plays, the one that makes the most sense, and taking it day by day. If you go down, don't chase. If you go up, don't get greedy. And those are things that we all know, yet we all don't practice. And then people wonder why they don't make money in this industry. So after reading all these books, getting little tips and tricks from other people, I modeled other people. I didn't just make all this myself. If someone's pretending to pretend that they made everything themselves, it's not true. They model people. So I got this and I started developing my system. I lost my bankroll a couple of times, started realizing that I got a better percentage of my bankroll per bet and take it as a long-term play. So this was honestly one of the points where I was about to give up on this, because obviously most of your family, most of your friends, and most of your life, you hear that sports betting or betting and poker and all that is negative, and most people lose because they're degenerates and have no emotional control. So that's why most people lose. It's not because of betting itself, because people bet on stocks and they lose their ass. They bet on real estate and they lose their ass. They're betting on everything. The common denominator for people that succeed in these type of industries is discipline and emotional control, and knowing that less is more, right? When you start trying to chase and bet everything on anything, that's when you really lose long term. So I had, I believe, like $1,500 or $2,000 to my name. I put it into Bovada. Yes, Bovada, the one that you guys all use, or my bookie, but I used Bovada at the time, and I started growing my bankroll. And I started opening the page. At the time, it was NFBets. Started making a little bit of money, started making more money with my bets. I realized that when I started getting people under my place, when people started buying my packages, I started doing better. I really did. I got more motivated to win and be more disciplined because I had people's money on the line. And that's what I really feel like got me to this next step of starting to bet bigger and bigger and growing my bankroll. I gained a lot of discipline because everybody had their money with me. And I didn't want to be a piece of shit that just let my emotions run wild. And when I'm down, I'm chasing, right? So I started really developing the discipline. I started betting bigger. I implemented rules and systems that I'm actually teaching starting this weekend to a certain amount of clients that want to learn how to make money sports investing, sports picking. That's what I'm doing now. I'm teaching others how to do it because it's very doable. It's everything that you need to know is online, especially with AI nowadays. It's so easy to track everything and know certain information that probably 5 years ago wasn't accessible to everyone, right? So that's what I'm teaching. It's very doable. It's a lot of mindset, but I'm excited. I'm excited to be able to teach others how to make money in this industry, right? Started off with 1,500, 2,000, grew it. I believe it was within the two-year mark and 2 months in. It was March like 27th, I want to say. And I had grown those $2,000 in 2 years to 120 something thousand dollars in 2 years. Following my system, I went on a huge system play run. I believe I won like 39-1 a couple of years back. And then that just carried the momentum. I want to be completely transparent here and admit that I did, when I started making a decent amount of money, I did get greedy for a period of time. And it worked in my favor, but it's also bit me in the ass. And I'll explain. When I got to like the $200,000 mark on my bankroll, I started increasing my wagers when I went on trips to Vegas, to Bahamar, to all these places. And I made a lot of money really early on. I had momentum on my side. I flipped it. I made a couple $100,000 when I went to Vegas and different types of casinos at that time. But with that said, that habit continued. And every time I went on bigger trips, or actually when I came back home, I started betting bigger. And there was a period in time where I went on a shitty run and it taught me the lesson, which I corrected and implemented to my system. And now I started growing more efficiently. I stopped making just huge bets, these huge whale plays that you see all over the place. I don't do that anymore. I bet a very small percentage of my money per play. But at this point, I've grown my bankroll to such amounts that it seems like an excessive amount for most. For me, a $3,000 play isn't even a percent. My bankroll is over $1 million. So my math might be wrong there, but you get the point. $3,000 when you have over $1 million bankroll is not that much. When you have a $10,000 bankroll, that's 30% of your bankroll. So you got to play smart. Most people are just trying to chase and get to the level of the most successful people. And that's just not how it works, man. You got to have discipline. You got to have a bankroll management. You got to have rules in place. You got to know when to double down on certain sports because you know them more. And that's what I'm going to teach. So in the last 7 years, to wrap this story up, I've generated now $1.6 million, to be exact. I've grown my Instagram, AF Sports, to over 100,000 followers. Now I have over 500 subscribers because I increased my price per package. So I have less clients now trying to deal with higher end people who are seeing this more long term rather than dealing with college kids. No offense to college kids, but there's a bunch of Twitter pages out there that you can follow and make money off. If that's what you're looking for to chase and just the weekend hype, then that's cool, man. I don't judge that. I used to do that too, but now I'm not in that place. I'm actually trying to take this seriously, and whoever's trying to take it serious with me, then I'm going to teach them and I'm going to have them in my inner circle. So you guys know as well, I'm in real estate, right? So I'm trying to correlate all of this together. My long-term vision is, okay, if you're willing to learn this and pay me X amount, you're typically going to have money long-term to invest with me. And we start investing in properties together, in buildings and all that. And that's in the works. That's the long-term plan of this. So in a sense, when I say I'm retiring from this whole sports betting, sports investing, I'm letting my AF Sports page go. That's why I'm teaching all this, is more to go to where I want to go, which is get bigger clients who want to see this long-term and build generational wealth. Not see this as a day-to-day thing, week-to-week thing. NFL season comes along, I want a sports bet, but when NFL season's done, I'm done. That's not how things work, man. You got to invest long-term and you got to see it as it is. You got to be in the game the whole time. Not when you feel like it. That's just having a hobby. When you're in a business, you're in it full time. And that's what most people lack. Most people don't understand. They see this as a hobby, right? And I understand it. Little by little, you guys will start realizing that this industry is very profitable and it's very doable if you follow the right person and the right system. It's growing and you're going to start seeing it more and more. For now, you probably still see it as a fun day-to-day thing, but you're going to start seeing people like me and my students start making more and more money. And you're going to wonder why. At first, you're going to think it's a scam, like most, right? But then if you really do your due diligence and you look who's running the page, me, you'll see they're legit people, man. And they actually do this for real. So don't get deterred by those pages. At least ask questions. If you're curious about this industry at all, ask me a question. Shoot me a DM. We'll answer it as soon as possible. If you're committed and you want to learn more, actually do one-on-one calls with certain clients to explain to them the process of how they could do it too. So if you're in that space where you're curious, you don't know if you want to start, but you heard it's a scam and you heard it's just gambling, but you're actually still pretty interested in learning how to do it, then DM me, man. DMing me is not going to cost you anything. I'm going to answer your question, right? The only time I do charge is if I'm going to teach you the systems that I've built over the last 10 years. Guys, I hope you enjoyed this show. I think it's a big one. I think I'm going to start continuing this route. Next week, I'm going to go over a little more of how I grew my bankroll and going to start just giving you guys little tips. I think it's going to be very beneficial and it'll work for everything. Right? I've taken these habits that I've learned from sports betting and implementing them into my daily life, real estate, you name it. And it's been working, right? It's little habits, little tricks that everybody does. So with that said, guys, please share the show. If you found it valuable, if you think somebody will find it valuable or you know somebody wants to learn how to do this long-term, then shoot in my way. With that said, guys, I hope you enjoyed this show. Give me some feedback and I'll catch you guys next week.